The Heidi, Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
Catch up with Heidi, Will and Woody 24-7. This is The Catch-Up. And catch up with friends 24-7 at Crown. Crownperth.com.au.
In this catch-up, what can women handle better than men? A seance and Todd Sampson. The Heidi, Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
It's a trip and I can bug out to it.
With Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw.
Got plenty to come on the show, but right now we're talking to Todd Sampson.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
our next guest. Between winning CEO of the Year twice, redesigning his brain, hacking his body, and creating a movement that influenced 1.4 billion people, this bloke's also managed to squeeze in summiting Mount Everest. So we just condensed the rest of his resume into letting this bloke describe him.
Wow!
Please welcome Todd Sampson.
It's Todd.
Oh, that's the best intro. I get tired just listening to it.
You are a machine.
Yeah, well, that's not what my wife says. But but by the way, based on this last series, this machine has had quite a lot of damage to it.
And no.
It's not functioning at full capacity.
Yeah, let's talk about damage, Todd, because tonight in Body Hack, it continues at 8:30 tonight. You become a Bollywood stuntman, and I'm going to cut straight to the part that I am, well, almost most scared, but also a little bit excited about. You genuinely light yourself on fire tonight.
Yeah.
What the hell, mate?
Why?
So I was trying to understand risk taking. That was the whole purpose of going to Bollywood, and yeah, they take huge risks. They have no regulation, no laws. They just go on set. People die all the time. They end up in hospital. It's a pretty crazy environment.
Goodness.
So they wanted to teach me the big three. So fight, fire, and fall.
Sure.
Stunt exercises. At one stage, because there was an accident with my fire, I ended up doing all three of those at the same time. I was fighting while on fire and then flew through the air.
Oh, my God.
Were you at any stage worried that you could permanently injure yourself?
You mean at every stage?
Yeah.
Yes, pretty much.
So
the thing is, because they were just telling me the story of one of the Bollywood films recently, that a stuntman died in the morning and they subbed in another one after lunch.
Oh, my.
So it's a real disposable, you know, it's a real disposable industry for stunt people. And so I knew that. And I went there and I tried to self-regulate as much as I could. And I tried to keep myself safe, but it got a bit crazy.
Really?
Yeah. I ended up doing this love scene, this Bollywood love scene with this poor art house, you know, actress. Uh-huh. And she had explosives strapped to her chest.
Of course you did.
Because one person was going to die and it wasn't me.
And explosives.
Yeah, because it's called a squib and it blows up to simulate gunfire.
Yeah, yeah.
Her father was after me and I had to fight goons and stuff like that.
So, yeah.
But anyway, because I'm not an actor, by the way, I normally live tweet during the shows, but this time, this show is so humiliating, I'm just going into hiding. So I'm not an actor. Every time she fell into my arms, I kept grabbing her boobs and stuff by accident. And the director kept going, cut, cut. And he would come over and he said, Todd, I just want you to know that when the squib blows, if your fingers are above the squib, which is on her chest, you will blow your fingers off. So the whole time, I'm awkwardly trying to catch this woman so the explosion doesn't remove my fingers.
Oh, my God.
I just don't understand. It sounds stupid.
I think women should wear these squibs under their boobs all the time to stop men groping
them. Yeah, we might all need one of those.
Hey, there's an idea.
Hey, Todd, it sounds like it's going to be another brilliant episode, mate. It is tonight, 8:30 on Channel 10. Thank you so much for joining us. And we'll speak to you next time, mate.
Thanks for having me.
Cheers. Have a good one, mate.
Thanks, Todd.
Catch you later.
Bye.
The Heidi, Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
So, Will and Woods, I've got a new opener for this segment. But I haven't actually heard it.
Are we
going to risk it?
Yes.
Are we changing? So, we've gone from the, my boyfriend thinks I'm fat. Yeah. Have we gone from that one?
Yeah. My boyfriend thinks I'm hooking up with my mum or whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, are you ready for it?
I call my mum watching Portugal movie. Yeah.
I haven't heard this yet either. But it's where we can help Perth. Yeah. You can always hit us up, breakfast@929.com.au. Here is the new opener.
I eat way too much chocolate and it's making me fat. My mum hates my boyfriend. My bridesmaid is stealing all my thunder.
Holler at Heidi.
Wow. There you go. So same sort of questions. Different tone.
Totally different tone.
I don't like the way I look in the mirror.
All right, give us it, Ando.
Okay, so basically someone will hit us up on email. Like yep. I said, you can do as well. We try and give our advice and we ask people to call on 131060.
Yep.
This week, hi, Heidi. I know everyone's hubby drives them nuts at some stage, but recently mine has been taking the cake. Okay. In the last few years, he's developed this annoying and costly habit of self-diagnosing himself when he gets sick.
Mm-hmm.
He turns the slightest sign of a head cold into thinking he's going to have a full-blown brain aneurysm, and right. then he goes and spends $80 on a doctor's appointment for the doctor to tell him the same thing that I did. Last week, he'd convinced himself that he needed root canal. Booked in a root canal at the dentist and took the day off work to end up getting a clean and polish, and nothing was wrong.
Mm.
I used to think he was just being overdramatic, but it's gotten to the point where it's always the worst case scenario and that he has to get it checked out. Heidi, how can I get him to relax and stop freaking out whenever he coughs? Thanks,
Elle. Mm. Wow. Sounds a bit like Woody, doesn't it?
I was going to say, Woods is a bit of a hypochondriac.
A huge hypochondriac. You can't play around with hypochondriacs too much because it's a genuine thing and I will only have peace of mind if I follow things up.
Do you Google?
No, I don't Google, but I will go and see specialists and doctors and...
So will you come up, okay, because you've come in a few times and said certain things are wrong with you. Do you just come up with them yourself in your head and then you go, oh, no, I broke my knee in New Zealand?
I did strain my medial ligament and I'm only
Did you ever get that checked out?
No, I never got it
so
checked out.
So how would you know?
Because I've done 4 years of exercise sports.
Oh,
so
yeah. Is that
the degree you didn't finish?
Because I had to start doing radio with you, mate. I gave away my exercise
And what about, you. And we, you can't play with hypochondriacs' hides except for when they fake that they've actually had an injury. But remember the time you came in and said you've broken your leg, mate?
Good
and we actually were genuinely concerned.
That wasn't hypochondria, that was about a you. Gag. That was a gag.
Yep.
That wasn't very funny.
It wasn't
Woody.
Very fun at all.
No, well, sometimes we have misses. You
but
know?
I'm one of
Us
those
funny guys. We have misses.
I'm kind of a little bit like you, though, Woods. Not the funny guy, but I'll sometimes. Yeah. But I'll Google stuff with symptoms that I have. And Griffo, my partner, he's like, Heidi, for God's sake! Like, pretty much every second week, if something's wrong with me, I have cancer.
It's a nasty habit to get into because you're always going to find what you're looking
for. The forums. Yeah. Oh, my God, the forums where there's I had a sore throat for 5 weeks one time and it was a really sore throat.
And this is why people train for 7 years to become doctors because there's so many different nuances to the symptoms that looking it up on Google is never going to give you the right answer. But you need to go and see a professional. It is bloody annoying. It's bloody annoying. You come in here both of you are as bad as each other.
I've got a gangly in my
finger. You come in here, Heitz gets a blood test every 3 days.
Yeah, I have a weekly appointment at the doctor.
You've got all sorts of issues with your knees. I mean, you thought you were getting a knee recon for a while. Woody would come in here for every day for a week going, mate, look at my knees. Look how swollen this one is. Look at it. Yeah. I mean, seriously, look at it.
I had a jog on Sunday. It was really nice.
And my blood test the other day revealed that I have metabolic syndrome.
Oh, my God.
Which I'd already Googled and it said that I'd probably had that, so I was right.
Yeah, what are we up to here, Ando?
Yeah, what are you asking here? Who's a bigger hypochondriac, Heidi or Woody?
No, that won't be fun. Do you self-diagnose and what's the worst thing you've got?
So you have to self-diagnose.
You self-diagnose, whether that's through Google or like yourself, Woody, through your marvellous self.
And when you say what's the worst thing you've got,
what's the worst thing you've got? So say like for me, the worst thing I had was throat cancer.
Yeah, but you didn't actually have it though.
No, but so that's what I mean when you've self-diagnosed.
What's the worst thing the diagnosis found?
I had testicular cancer.
Right.
And I know, obviously, that...
What about people that actually have these things?
That's what I'm saying. That's not a joke.
Yeah,
but
no, it's not.
When you're Googling, there is a lot of people out there that can relate to this that just come up with stupid theories.
Right,
okay. Do you remember when I called you about the testicle?
I remember when you called me about your testicle, I do.
Do you remember how scary that was?
I
know.
It was scary for you, mate, but I knew you.
Mate, there was a little thing on my...
Right, okay, so 13, 10, 60.
No,
you were just calling me about the story about the doctor and how that went down.
Oh, because I tried to... Okay. I'll tell you about that next.
So 13, 10, 60, do you self-diagnose?
Madison from Lansdale, how are you going?
Hello, good, thank you, how are you?
Good, Maddie.
Good, did you self-diagnose yourself?
No, I don't, but my dad is terrible for it.
Yeah, what's he self-diagnosed himself with before?
Every second week he's got some sort of cancer. At the moment he's got a spider bite on his arm. He's been told it's a spider bite, but he insists that it's skin cancer. Yeah.
Well, good. It's a good reminder to go get your skin checked.
Yeah.
It is, but he's been told by professionals that it's a spider bite.
Yeah, yeah. And that's when it starts to annoy me, is when they go to the doctor and they come back and say, oh, look,
it's
they said this.
Right.
I reckon they've got it wrong.
Yeah.
Well, no, sometimes like, the doctors are wrong. Yeah. I think you do need
they
to get
are,
it
actually, Woody. You it has been proven.
You guys are pathetic. You all right, 131060. Give us a call.
They have been known to be wrong in the past. I'm not saying every single time, but sometimes you might need to get a second opinion.
Yeah, or a third or a fourth or maybe a fifth.
Self-diagnosis on Google.
Paige from Kenwick, hey again.
Thank you, Dr. Heidi.
Hi.
Jesus.
Oh, hello. Yeah,
Paige, do you self-diagnose yourself?
Yeah, I do quite a lot, actually.
What have you had, Paige?
I always think I'm pregnant.
Sure. Yeah,
I think a lot of girls could relate to that, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I go to the point of, like, I'll Google because I have some sort of symptom, mm-hmm. and then I'll go out and buy tests. And
yeah. What are the symptoms that you get when you think you're pregnant? Like, you just crave stuff, is that?
Yeah. Or
more like I feel sick or
morning
something.
Sickness.
Yeah, yeah.
Your period might be a little bit late.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, boobs get all different stuff.
Your boobies get sore, yeah. Yeah.
Sore boobs.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, and so how many times have you been pregnant?
Oh, I don't even know. It's I'm talking many. Since I was like 15.
Oh. Wow. Wow. It's a young time to get started.
Yeah.
Callan here. Hey, from Ocean Reef. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good
she
and you?
Yeah, I know. Hey, Callan, what have you self-diagnosed with, mate?
Oh, I don't diagnose myself enough. Turns out for over a month, I thought I just had the common cold.
Oh, pneumonia. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, and so you hadn't Googled or anything?
No, I didn't Google, did nothing.
My so you're the opposite of this, Callan.
Yeah, my housemate forced me to go to the doctor. Mm. Got there, and she said, go straight to the hospital or I'm taking you there now.
Oh, man.
Oh, because pneumonia's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Struth, mate, that sucks.
Yeah, you need to get on Dr. Google.
Thanks
more
for the
often.
Call, mate.
So, no, the lesson is here is when you do think you've got to go and see someone. Mm. And that's exactly what I was talking about before when Wilbur, you had a bit of a giggle at me, but I thought I had testicular cancer because there was a little bit of something on.
And it is Movember at the moment, so all of Mel's.
No,
that's health
fine. No, I didn't have a giggle at you.
And the doctor was sort of like, I'm really glad you've come. It's quite an awkward thing. And it is. Bloody awkward, and I remember when he told me to whip me jocks off, and I was like, come on, buy me a drink first, and he was like, that's not funny. Like,
you were trying to be the funny guy.
Don't make jokes. And then we got some gel, and you got to put some... It's good. I'm not painting a bad picture of getting a check. Yeah. It's a fine thing, but I had to put some cold gel on, and I was showing him...
You had a lump.
I had a little lump there, and I was showing him. He's like, where is it? And I was like...
Here
he is, mate. And he was like, show me, point
this
to it.
It's a guy. It's a guy that you go in there with.
Definitely. I wouldn't want a girl doing it. Anyway, so I'm going along and he scans it. And
doctor's a girl.
He puts this like a product swiper, like the checkout chicks have over me.
A product swiper?
$4.99?
No. Oh, you got two of them, dude.
I got a price check on Walnut. No, so he goes over it.
Was the size of a peanut, though, wasn't it?
So I said the end of the product code there.
Anyway, so he's going over it, and I had all this gel on my hands and stuff because I was all over the, you know.
Yeah,
because
what are they called?
And then
the product swiper.
I'm having a mind blank.
Anyway, eventually he gets there, and he's like, nah, mate. Absolutely all good. And I was like, you bloody river. And I went to go and high-five him. And I'd just been touching my balls with my...
Oh. With the gel on his hands. Yeah.
But Woods, how old were you? 25.
No, I was... how old was I? 23?
Yeah.
23?
It's a serious... But that's a good little announcement but there, Woods, for people to go and get checked with prostate cancer.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't prostate cancer.
No,
it
but
was,
if just in
but
case...
But you were worried.
Oh, yeah, go and do that one as well. Get all of them checked. But he said to me after, he said, I'm bloody happy you came here because...
Did he high-five you with the gel?
No, he held back. He did some more price check gags, though.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Hey, Woodrow, a bit of some interesting stuff going on in Switzerland, mate, of all the places.
Yes, I love the Swiss.
We do love the Swiss here, and we also like the Dutch.
Swiss. So two faves.
Anyway, look, they've just come up with a male form, an effective male form of contraception. It's an injection, 96% effective.
Mm.
They tested
which is
it
huge.
On 266 married men, of which only four of them became fathers. And all of those blokes ended just walking off a cliff. But afterwards...
Hey, they did not. They enjoyed the rest of their lives with a beautiful little thing.
God damn it, I was the 4%. No. So... really, really effective, which is, correct me if I'm wrong, Lyds, about as effective as the pill.
Well, yeah, so it just the pill isn't 100% effective.
It's not 90. It's still 99.9.
It's 97%, I think.
97?
Yeah, double check that.
Okay.
But there is,
So here's the really interesting thing about that. Yeah,
Woodies.
So trouble. Technically, after 100 times, three of those times, you're going to get pregnant.
Yeah, little Woodies.
Oh my.
Double check it, though, because like I said, I could be getting mixed up with like the condoms and all that as well.
So 96% effective for male contraception.
99%.
Really, really, really good. Now, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. The pharmaceutical companies aren't jumping at making this, all right? Because there's a little bit of gender bias involved here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is because there is a large concern about the side effects.
Oh, yeah?
Mood changes, depression, acne.
Oh,
increased libido. Now, Hydes, that's...
Increased libido.
Now, Hydes, that's
not a bad thing, because well, girls depends. On the pill decrease now, libido.
That's nothing like the side effects that women get on the pill, because they get off scot-free, don't they?
That outraged me.
What did?
And you're sitting there,
what
Woody,
side effects do you get?
So like, oh, blood. Oh, yeah, thank God they're looking after us and protecting us as males.
You don't know what happens in my relationship.
Mate, do you know what happens to a lot of women... when they take the pill?
Yeah, it's horrific, but...
Yeah, all those things.
Higher libido.
No, ours is decreased libido.
Okay.
Our moods change. Yep. We get irregular periods, which is really horrible.
Mm.
You get acne. Right. Okay, so, you put on weight.
So the idea
you get
is...
sore boobs.
Okay, so...
We carry a child.
Look, I have poked the bear a little bit there, quite deliberately.
Are you saying I look like a bear?
Absolutely. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I think that what they've decided there
is
that,
BS.
And this is really interesting. This is really interesting. I think that what they've actually decided, I don't know if the pharmaceutical company sat down and did this, or this is just what's come of the findings. They've literally sat down and gone, look, I think that the women are probably going to handle these side effects better than men.
That's not fair.
I'm offended by that.
We carry
handle side effects way better than you.
We get our period.
Now, here we go. That's what I think they've decided. Now, I was sitting here thinking to myself, gee whiz, that's an interesting conclusion, because I don't know if there are actually other things that women deal with better than men.
You poked the bear before, but now you've absolutely shaved the bear
You're
down.
You're actually joking. Can I get people
hole?
Calling up, because I'm not even going to waste my breath.
I don't even want to talk
13,
either.
13, 10, 60 women... Feel free to just unleash your beast 30, on
10,
Will.
60, are there other things that women deal with better than men? Because I don't think there is.
I cannot believe the crap that is coming out of your mouth.
Hey, Will, they're pretty good at cooking. No, I'm kidding, Hides. I'm kidding.
Exactly.
I'm kidding.
You guys have already painted yourself in a misogynist, sexist way, chauvinistic way, according to some people with your video.
That agency needs to give us a call. Are there other things that women can deal with better than men? Because I'm going to give you that. I reckon you deal with the pill better than we would, but don't think there is anything else.
Oh, girls are pretty good at...
God, women, I'm not... You
girls
please...
Girls
Shut
are
up,
good at preparing
you...
things, like preparing. Like, they prepare
like preparing
for, like...
your dinner?
Yeah, you said that.
Is there anything else that women deal with better than men?
All right, well, we've got the women to call, because I'm not even going to entertain this conversation.
Hey, Emma from Bull Creek, how you going?
I'm great, how are you guys?
Hey, Emma.
Pretty good. What do you think girls can handle better than men?
I think women handle kind of spiders, bugs, mice especially, 100 times better than men do.
Absolutely. Oh, you speak to Will about spiders.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, Emma, you are so true. That is so true. I was back in my family home over the weekend. There was a spider in the room. I've got two other brothers and older sister. She was the one that put it in the jar.
Yeah.
Well, because how did you react when you saw the spider?
Got out of the room. Got straight out of there. Emma, bang on.
Good call.
Yeah, well, there was a mouse in my ex's bathroom, and he just completely ran out. So
yeah, anything to do with rodents.
All right, Emma,
spiders.
We'll give you girls a point. There's one. So there's now two things that women potentially handle better than men.
We've got Adam here from Hillary's. Adam, how you going?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, mate. You reckon there's something that girls handle better than us fellas?
Girls can get tattooed way better than guys can.
What do you mean?
They can take the pain, they can sit longer, they can get tattooed on their ribs, they just take it so well.
Are you a tattoo artist, Adam?
No, I own a studio, but I see it every day.
Yeah.
Right.
Because, you know, we're the ones that actually go through childbirth, and apparently that is the worst pain on the earth.
All right.
So, of course, we can handle a little needle here or there.
Well, think about giving him another point. I'm not sold on
that
one
yet. Well, Woody, you're scared of needles, aren't you?
Incredibly scared of needles. I've had I'm not scared of tattoo needles, though. It's weird.
But you're scared of needles.
I'm scared of, like, giving blood and, like, blood. I always pass out.
I'm going to need more convincing answers here. 131060 is the number. Not sold on at the moment. Are there other things that women can deal with better than men? Olivia, I think that you have got a good point, though. I think that women, although girls can have horrible hangovers.
Oh, yeah, we can. But you guys whinge about it so badly. And then the poor women have to go to do the Macca's run because he's too tired and too sick and he's got to sit on the couch.
I feel like blokes are better at getting back on it, though. Like, girls operate better the next day, but the fellas are.
Wouldn't encourage that,
Woods. Of course not.
No,
of course
we don't. That. We never
by getting that. Back on it, I meant back on the horse of life.
we got Sven here from Kinross. How are you?
Hello.
Hi. Hey, mate. What do you think that women potentially deal with better than men?
Well, honestly, I think you're a little bit out of line, but most of all, I reckon multitasking, everyday life.
Yeah.
Yes. Couldn't agree more,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, that's actually...
I can't do that.
You can't do it at all.
No. With
example, no. Here, I was taking Woody, we were driving to an 18th birthday on Sunday down at Left Bank.
Yeah.
And I said to Woody, can you do this? Oh. And he's like, oh, yeah, but I can't get this pen. I can't pull the pen out of the console because I'm trying to do the directions. Oh, I can't multitask.
Yeah.
They can only focus on one thing at once.
Yeah.
And, you know, us girls have to focus on 10 different things with kids and everyday life. Yeah.
And you've got to probably look after your big kid, which would be probably an adult as well, the husband.
Yeah.
Well, I've got three at the moment, you know, the husband and the two children. So.
And then we also get our period. Life. We have to carry babies.
There we go.
Oh,
God, here we are. We're back in that area, aren't we?
Well,
I feel like every task that a man has to do is multitasking because he's constantly just focusing on winning at life.
Ooh.
So if you're outside.
You got any more callers to come back at you on that? Or did you save that? Did you save that last one?
So many people calling. So many women.
I wish we got more callers.
Come on, guys. It's just tongue in cheek. I'm just having a bit of a laugh. I think women are wonderful.
Especially if they're Dutch.
A little bit later on in the show. Especially if they're Dutch.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Last night I had a bunch of random people that joined me for Heidi's unhappy hour because it was Halloween.
Yes.
So we went to His Majesty's Theatre.
Yes.
We did a ghost hunt. We then did a Ouija board in the bottom of the auditorium. So we had our good mate of the show, Anthony Grzelka, who is Australia's ghost whisperer.
Mm.
And last night, I'll be honest with you, it wasn't that spooky on the ghost tour and not a lot happened.
Okay.
And they were quite calming kind of... ghost. There was a couple of things, like a couple of ooh noises we heard and a couple of light flickers and a couple of noises and stuff, but it was nothing like what I've experienced before. So I was kind of a bit apprehensive about the Ouija board because I thought there might not be a lot to play.
Ghosts might have been a bit nervous. You know?
They might have been. Okay.
Yeah.
But when we sat down, and you can check this out on our Facebook Live, Heidi, Will and Woody, we sat down with the Ouija board. Now, Anthony is a professional, so he did all his proper things beforehand so that no evil spirits could come in.
Yeah, thank God.
And the lights started flickering in the room above the Ouija board.
The lights are going on and off.
That is bizarre.
You didn't just... I swear, no one there.
I never do that. I'm telling you now, I've been down here a lot and they've never ever done that.
Well, that means we're going to have something happen.
Yeah,
here,
What was so spooky is the rest of the lights were normal.
Right.
And it was just the one light above us and... There was two ladies that were with us last night at His Majesty's Theatre that work there. One was a huge skeptic, and she couldn't believe it. Helen, on the other hand.
It's actually Will from Stranger Things. He's trying to have a chat to you.
Oh, God.
He's back.
If you watch that on Netflix. But there was so much more that happened.
Yeah.
Have a listen to what happened next with the Ouija board.
If you're here and you'd like to communicate with us, if you can move the table for us, if you can let us know that you're with us, would you feel that?
Yes.
Move to the left.
Yeah, I thought it twisted or something.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
So
did you see a demigorgon?
No, this table was huge cement table. So it was hard to move, and it physically moved around. And you can catch it all on our Facebook
Live. Okay.
And they even went under the table. No one could kick it or anything. It was unbelievable, and the energy you felt was insane. We've got more up next Anthony Griselka and some more audio from actually what went down with the Ouija board.
This is the Chainsmokers in the meantime. Stay tuned. Find out what happened. Did they find Will?
Where is 11? Season 2 coming up next year.
Halloween last night, Heidi?
It was Heidi's unhappy hour. And we went to His Majesty's Theatre to do a bit of a ghost hunt because the people that work there had suggested that there was some spirits there in the past.
Yeah.
So we activated Anthony Griselka, who was a good friend of mine. back in my Bunbury days, whispersfrombeyond.com.au. He's got loads of shows coming up in Perth. So if you want to check those out for yourself.
I'm just
he speaks to dead people.
On our Facebook page, Hides.
Yeah.
So you actually Facebook live this event last night.
Yeah,
if you
want to
go and have a look at how it all went down, there's about 20 minutes, 30 minutes of what was a full live video. Now, obviously, you didn't stage any of this, but I can see.
Oh, my God.
There's a range of comments here. People saying nope. Some people saying wow, can't believe this happened. All that sort of stuff, so you can go make your mind up. But you've got more audio to play for us now.
Yeah, so like I said, we did initially go on a ghost hunt.
Yep.
And it wasn't as scary. Me and Anthony have been to Kirrup Tavern before, and it was horrifically frightening.
Yep.
Last night, we had one or two screams here or there.
Is there something happening over there?
What, like a noise?
Oh, my God.
There was a few woos and things that we couldn't explain. But like I said, it wasn't quite frightening. And I've got Anthony on the phone. There was a nice presence, wasn't there, Anthony?
It was. How are you guys, by the way?
Hello. Thank you, mate.
How are you, mate?
You got your bets in?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
But look, it was a...
Actually, given that you're a bit of a fortune teller, Anthony...
can we get those at the end, Anthony?
We play brave, but... anyway, look, it was a great night because, I go to some of these really haunted places.
Yeah.
And some of them have got really low energies and quite negative. There's a beautiful old building with really positive energy in it. There's one or two spirits there, but nothing that really caused us any great problems. We got one of them to turn a torch on and off for us, or on.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. But there was nothing really overbearing with it, so it was a good change, nice change.
And Callie, our producer, Anthony asked me to step forward and he said, can the spirit please touch us or, do something? And then Callie was standing there with the phone and she was filming and she got a blow on her neck, like... Someone was blowing on the back of her neck and freaked out. And
hey, you know, the funny, on the back of her neck. That's, wow.
The funny thing about that, Heidi, at the same time, Kelly was holding the light.
Yeah.
And I said, can you turn the light off, thinking that they would turn the torch off, and they turned her light off.
Yeah. So this is all going to be on our Facebook page as well because Tyra, our media girl, is putting together an amazing video for you so you can see what happened. But then, Anthony, we went down to the auditorium, didn't we?
We did.
And there was 9 of us, 10 including you, Anthony, and we all sat around the table and you've done seances and Ouija boards for years.
Yeah, it's part of what I do as a professional.
Yep.
Process.
Now, Anthony, I've got a comment here on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Second comment from this bloke. Your firstborn will be cursed. You're messing with the black arts. So cop that.
Now, you know what? I think my firstborn is a bit cursed. She's a bit of a handful, my daughter.
There was lots of skeptics, though, and that's understandable.
Of course,
people were saying, "Oh, it was staged." There was nothing like that. When we sat down, this whole room had all the lights on. And then this one light above us just kept flicking. Now, Helen, who works at His Majesty's Theatre, she said that had never, ever happened before. There was plates moving around behind us. There was whispering. It was this strangest feeling. But then Helen had an amazing experience on the seance and her nan came through.
Is it you, Nan?
Oh,
it's F-L.
Yeah.
What's the next letter, Nan?
Could mean blue.
Hi, Nan. My name's Flo. We have a kitchen at home and we have lights over the sink and they flicker. And I always say, that's my Nan.
The spookiest thing about that is the lights actually stop flickering.
As soon as Nan
spoke to her, it completely stopped.
And then did Nan talk through the Ouija?
The Nan spoke through the Ouija, so as you can hear it was moving quite quick. You'll see in the video, Anthony's taking his hand off. It's just going crazy. And then this happened with...
Do you want to ask her another question? Because all the people watching at home going, what the hell's happening?
What are you trying to spell, Nan? Is it my sister?
J.
And what's the next letter, Nan?
J.
J.
Yes.
J. Yes.
Where's the 4 or 5 connection to your family?
Four. Do you like my nan's birthday?
Oh my God.
It was honestly incredible, Anthony. I've done a couple of seances with you before, but the amazing thing is it was all positive and it was all spirits Absolutely. That we brought with us.
Great.
And you know, here's the thing. What people don't realise, and I know there's a lot of sceptics that sort of look at that, there was 7,000 people that were watching that, and people looking, oh, it's all set up. You know, the table that we picked under that particular light could have been any of about 30 tables that were in there. You know, it was just a random thing.
Yeah.
You actually had to be there, but, you know, I understand people are sceptical, but, hey, if you're there experiencing it, and it was a lovely energy too. It wasn't negative at all. So
I still didn't sleep last night, but, Anthony, I always have a lot of fun. I reckon next time we take the sceptics out. I know you've got lots of shows coming up. If you want to see Anthony or experience anything with Anthony, you can go to whispersfrombeyond.com.au. Thanks so much, Anthony.
Just before you go, mate, couple of whispers from the rails. Okay. Who do you reckon, mate? Talk me through it.
Anybody that goes through to my my Facebook site, I've put all the tips on there.
You're
there's three numbers that I've picked, and I will tell you, Whitlow Brave is something I would put an each way bet on. But
done.
Go to my website or my Facebook site, and you'll see all of my tips there.
Did Farlap tell you that or something? Like, you know, Andrew.
Oh, I tell you, you boys are in for it next time we go.
Anthony, love you lots, mate. Thanks for joining us
for
Halloween.
Great day, mate.
See you guys.
See you, mate.
If Heidi, Will and Woody's catch up got you in the mood to party, catch up with friends 24/7 at Crown. Crownperth.com.au.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.